Lecture topic, Divine Light Amidst Modern Darkness, Part 2.
Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting in a gathering. The narration is in Hayat al-Sahaba. Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiallahu anhu is in the gathering. Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali, Yusufu hadhihi al-Ummah, very handsome looking Sahabi. Someone in the gathering passed wind. Now you know, an ordinary person will urinate, nobody will talk of it, but let a prominent man pass wind, the whole world will talk of it. In English, they say you get two of them. You get the silent but the violent, and you get the loud and the proud. You will be amazed to know, those that are intrigued in the Arabic word, in Jalalain, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ. There is mentioned there, حَتَّى الْفَسْوَ. The word faswa has been mentioned there. Fasa yafsu, faswa means in Arabic, you know what, noiseless, soundless, eco-friendly. Eco-friendly might be the right word. Emission of gas that is soundless. That's the Arabic word. Fasa yafsu faswan. There's a special word for that. Dhurat in Arabic refers to loud and proud. The hadith of Bukhari and Muslim, when the adhan is called out, then the devil runs right till Rawha. And the Rawi says that Rawha was 30 odd miles from Medina. So somebody passed wind. It was quite offensive. Umar radiallahu anhu got offended. He said, Azamtu ala sahibir rih lamma yatawadda. The brother who didn't have the decency to excuse himself, can you please stand up and go make wudu right now? I think that's quite insensitive to the gathering. Oh, Umar, may my parents be sacrificed for you. Umar, may my parents be sacrificed for you. There's a narration in Hayat al-Sahaba. Ibn Abi Mulaika mentions it. It's on the strength of Bayhaqi. There was a woman that was mentally, she was impaired, mentally challenged. She used to sometimes come out in the gatherings and disrupt the people because she was mentally challenged. So Umar one day went to her and said, Ya Amatallah, la tu'udhin nas. Ben, sister, please, you want to stay at home, don't disrupt the gatherings. Whatever your problems are, whatever your needs are, Umar will attend to it himself. Because sometimes she came out in the gathering, disrupted, created turbulence, children will like it, it's, you know, entertaining, but it upsets the rhythm of things. So he encouraged and said, please, sister, sit at home. She went at home. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, somebody went to her and said, إِنَّ الَّذِي قَدْ نَهَاكِ إِنَّ الَّذِي نَهَاكِ قَدْ مَاتْ فَخْرُجِ. Sister, the man who prohibited you was Umar. He passed away. Now you can come out freely and roam the streets of Medina. You don't have to stay at home. She said, مَا كُنْتُ لِأُطِيعَهُ حَيًّا وَأَعْصِيَهُ مَيِّدًا. This was not an intelligent citizen of the country. Let me first translate it. She said, Umar is not a man that you obey him when he's alive and you disobey him when he passed away. Umar is not that type of a human. This was the level of respect in a mentally challenged citizen and subject of Medina. Umar is not a man you obey him when he's alive and you disobey him when he's gone. I won't leave my house till I don't die. The narration of Kanzul Umman, كَانَ يَسْتَشِيرُ الْمَرْأَى. Umar was not biased, he was not prejudiced, he would consult with women as well. فَرُبَمَا, if at times he would find some meaning in her words, يَأْخُذُ بِهِ, he would embrace those sentiments. فَيَأْخُذُ, and he would move on. That was the nature of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So look at this here, such a volatile situation. Umar said, stand up and go make wudu. Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali said, Umar, can I have a moment with you? Can I talk to a senior today at a volatile moment? Can I speak to a principal? Can I speak to an authority? Can I speak to a guardian? You know what, wait. I think you're overreacting here. Your honor, your majesty. But Umar's doors were open. He was the Amir of the Ummah. And I think it was this open, accessible nature of Umar that led the Ummah to the glory in which they went. Umar is in his full might and authority. He's made a verdict. He's pronounced a ruling. Jarir ibn Abdullah is not in harmony. He says, Umar, before you insist, can I talk to you? He said, come, talk to me. He whispered in his ears, أَوَ يَتَوَضَّعُ الْقَوْمُ جَمِيعًا أَوَ يَتَوَضَّعُ الْقَوْمُ. Umar, how about if you just ask everybody to make a new wuzu? This brother's wrong will be concealed. Nobody will know about it. I don't know if I marvel at the words of Jarir ibn Abdullah in his foresight, or I marvel at the broadness of the chest of Sayyidina Umar. نِعْمَ السَّيِّدُ كُنْتَ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَنِعْمَ السَّيِّدُ أَنْتَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ. You're a man that even the days of darkness were proud of, and you're a man even Islam is proud of. إِنَّ الْفَقِيهَ هُوَ الْفَقِيهُ بِنُطْقِهِ وَمَقَالِهِ. إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعله ليس الفقيه بنطقه وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بملكه وماله. What did he say? Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعله. You are a jurist, you are a scholar, you are a learned person if you lead by example. We're tired of the scholars who only utter but don't have it complemented with action. إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله. And I'm not saying any condescending remarks. I'm saying elevate, respect, revere and honor every scholar. But this is the ideal. وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله. Likewise, if you're content on what you have, that is true contentment. So what were the words of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Jarir? Let us all get up and make wuzu. Diffuse the whole situation. Otherwise, it's a gossip. Yeah, he stood up, man. Plus, I was sitting next to him. And I just did this. I didn't want to say anything. You know, now it's a gossip of the town. He said, Omar, we can nip this whole thing. Let's we all make wuzu, fresh wuzu, all done. That's it. By Allah, Sahaba didn't only diffuse volatile situations. Allah's qasam, they diffuse volatile catastrophes and tragedies. The planet, look at the planet. Either there's moral, social issues that have gripped us, or then there's a tornado, or then there's an earthquake, or then there's a flood. Sahaba had the vision, the clout and the muscle to diffuse this and to respond to that. So the hadith is in Hayatul Sahaba on page 409. The reference is given of Baghawi. The chapter is Ita'atun Nirani Lahum. The fires made subservient to Sahaba. Muawiyah ibn Harmal. He was the son-in-law of Musaylamah. He defected from his father-in-law's party and then he came to join the Muslims. So he came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu and he said, Inni ta'ib, I am repenting, accept my repentance. Sayyidina Umar said, okay, we've accepted your repentance. Musaylamah was the man who laid claim to prophethood. And Sayyidina Umar said, go live in Medina and go live with the noblest resident of Medina. Imagine this honor. You're in Medina and you're in the lap of a Sahabi. So he said, I came to Medina, I asked the people, who do I put up with? They said, of course, it is Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. So I came and I stayed with Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. فَبَيْنَمَا نَحْنُ نَتَحَدَّثُ إِذْ خَرَجَتْ نَارٌ بِالْحَرَّةِ. While I was sitting and talking with Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, there was a volcanic eruption in a place called Harra, which was a mountainous terrain. So Umar radiallahu anhu got wind of this. He said, tell Tamim Dari he must respond to the volcano. Tell Tamim Dari he must respond to the volcano. I gave you the reference of it. So he was humble, and I guess it's that humility that made them where they were. He said, Man ana wa ma ana. Umar, wait, volcano. Maybe you're thinking something else here. Volcano, lava, fire. He said, yeah, I know that. I heard that, and I'm saying, please respond to it. So I said, okay, if Umar is telling me, I must stand up. Muawiyah ibn Harmal said, I just reverted to Islam and I'm observing. I went there. فَقَامَ يَحُوشُهَا بِيَدِهِ. He started motioning the volcano with his hands until it returned to the earth, and the earth then swallowed it completely. Umar radiallahu anhu came and he said, wow. He said two amazing statements. He said, the one who's seen this and the one who will hear this in the years to come can never have the same honor. We've seen it with our own eyes. Then he said, oh Abu Ruqayya, which was his kunniya, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا نُخِبُّكَ يَا أَبَا رُقَيَّا. Tamim Dari, it's for emergencies like this, we keep you on standby. By Allah, the strength of Tamim Dari was greater than the collective 911s of the world. The rescue teams of the world, the paramedics of the world cannot respond so diligently to a crisis like how one Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu did it. Why? This was the sunnah of Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad bin Wasi' al-Azdi was a great scholar. Qutayba bin Muslim Bahili said, Inna isba'a Muhammad ibn Wasi' ahabbu ilayya min alfi sayfin shahirin yahmiluha alfu shabbin taririn. The finger of Muhammad ibn Wasi' can display more magic and exhibit more charisma than 1,000 swords in the hands of 1,000 talented youth in the ferocious battle. Why? Abdullah bin Mubarak used to pay tribute to Muhammad ibn Wasi' and say, لِلْأُمَرَاءِ قُرَّى.
وللأغنياء قراء وإن محمد بن واسع لمن قراء الرحمن.
Some are state reciters, some are national reciters, others are international reciters. Muhammad ibn Wasi is the official reciter of Allah. Tamim Dari alone. What am I saying, my brother? Diffuse in volatile situations, diffuse in catastrophes. Sometimes, you know, we unfortunately, a person is stuck on the road, you want to assist him, but when you start helping him without having the basic skills, you prolong his stay there. The car was kind of starting, now it's completely dead. Sometimes you want to help, you become a more impediment and an obstacle. I share with you two incidents and I'm trying to consolidate my thoughts so that I could be on time. So here is Dhimad radiyallahu anhu. He comes from the Azdesh Shanu'a tribe. He comes to Makkah. He was a man who used to treat people. You know, whoever had a spell on them, whoever was hypnotized, whoever was bewitched, whoever was under any spell, this man had a skill and an art of treating people. So people had poisoned him, indoctrinated him against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he honestly, earnestly and sincerely came. He came where? To help Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَ سُفَهَاءَ مَكَّةَ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا مَجْنُونٌ صلى الله عليه وسلم. When he heard these people were making the remarks, he said, let me offer this man my expertise. So he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, I'm very sorry to hear that you are mentally impaired and you are sick and society has banished you and alienated you and forsaken you. But I have treated many, many people. And if you want, I will offer you my treatment free of charge with no monetary connotations. Now understand diffusing situations, my brother. You are telling a man who's mentally impaired, which Wahab ibn Munabbih rahmatullah alayhi said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمْ يُعْطِي جَمِيعَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَدْءِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ إِنْقِضَائِهَا مِنَ الْعَقْلِ فِي جَنْبِ عَقْلِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم إِلَّا كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ مِنْ بَيْنِ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. Wahab ibn Munabbih said, I read this in more than 70 kitabs and I've given it a quotation. He said, the collective intelligence of the entire world from the inception of the universe to its ultimate destruction, their collective intelligence is like one particle of dust. And the exclusive intelligence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is like the deserts of the entire world. A man with such intellect is being told that, you know what, you're mentally impaired. You say, this man didn't recognize me. Somebody came to the great scholar, Maulana Abrar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, I read it in his Feather Abrari. And he said, Hazrat, log meri qadar nahi karte. People are not valuing me. Maulana said, wo to laylatul qadr ki qadr nahi karte, aapki kya qadr karenge? Wo to laylatul qadr ki qadr nahi karte. People don't value the night of value. People don't value the night of value, the night of power. That's it. They don't value that. Where are they going to value you? The Nabi of Allah is calm. He says nothing. He said, are you done, brother? He said, yes. He said, can I say a few words? You said what you wanted to offer to me. I want to say what I want to say to you. He said, please go for it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read the famous khutbah, إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. I don't know Arabic, my brother. You don't know Arabic. So this is like something we heard all along. What's so good about that? أَعِدْ عَلَيَّ كَلِمَاتِكَ هَؤُلَى. أَعِدْ عَلَيَّ. Repeat what you said. Now the Nabi of Allah didn't become obnoxious. I don't talk twice. I talk once. He goes, open your ears, man. I thought you're curing people. What's happening? Put off wax there. No. Calm and compose. I'll repeat it for you. He repeats it again. لَقَدْ بَلَغْنَ قَامُوسَ الْبَحْرِ. This is the pinnacle of excellency. Wait, hang on. You are not mentally impaired. I'm convinced the one that alleges that he's mentally impaired. إِذَا أَتَتْكَ مَذَمَّتِي مِنْ نَاقِسٍ فَهِيَ الشَّهَادَةُ لِي بِأَنِّي كَامِلُ. When an incompetent person objects on my personality, then that's a testimony that I'm perfect. Because the man objecting is incompetent himself. لَقَدْ بَلَغْنَا قَامُوسَ الْبَاحَرِ هَاتِي يَدَكْ أُبَايِعْكَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. Give me your hand, I want to embrace the faith. Nabi alayhi salam gives him his hand, he accepts Islam. Nabi salam said, وَعَلَىٰ قَوْمِكَ. What about your nation? He said, no, I'm taking an allegiance on behalf of my whole nation. And they're all going to accept it. Hafiz Iraqi, I read this in Sirat Mustafa. His poem has been mentioned here. ثُمَّ أَتَى ضِمَادٌ وَهُوَ الْأَزْدِي يَسْتَبِينُ أَمْرَهُ بِالنَّقْدِي مَا هُوَ إِلَّا أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا خَطَبْ أَسْلَمَ لِلْوَقْتِ وَذَهَبْ. Hi. Oh man,
I don't know what happens to me when I read this poem. ثُمَّ أَتَى ضِمَادٌ وَهُوَ الْأَزْدِي يَسْتَبِينُ أَمْرَهُ بِالنَّقْدِي مَا هُوَ إِلَّا أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا خَتَبْ أَسْلَمَ لِلْوَقْتِ وَذَهَبْ. He said, then came Dhimad, belonging to the Azd tribe. Muhammad Sassim basically read a khutbah, he was impressed and he gave his whole life to his cause. Like short, simple and sweet, chapter close, move on, next person, how can I help you? You know, like that's how he captures the whole thing. In one word, he heard the words of Nabi alayhi salam, one khutbah and he moved on. Few things to highlight here, time is running out. The first thing we learn here, the ulama say, what led Dhimad to Islam? Di'ayatu Quraysh, wa tashwihu shakhs al-rasooli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hamala dhimadan ala sayri li rasoolillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The anti-Islamic campaign was the thing that paved the way for Dhimad to become a Muslim. If he didn't hear the slur and the remarks, the blasphemous, the derogatory comments, he wouldn't have gone to the Nabi of Allah. So Sahaba turned it into positive, the character of Nabi alayhi salam. Number two, تَتَّضِحُ صِفَةَ الصَّبْرِ وَالْحِلْمِ فِي شَخْصِ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ فَقَدْ عَرَضَ ذِمَادٌ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُعَالَجَتَهُ مِنَ الْجُنُونِ وَهَذَا مَوْقِفٌ يُثِيرُ الْغَضَبِ. Understand this here. The composure of the Nabi of Allah. That he's been told on his face, you are mentally impaired. You are challenged. You are sick. You are deprived. And the Nabi of Allah possessing the greatest amount of intelligence. فَقَدْ إِسْتَقْبَلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْأَمْرَ بِحِلْمٍ وَهُدُوءٍ. But he kept himself calm, composed, measured and calculated. I was reading one incident, talking of you know, you need that moment of calmness to diffuse. So here is Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Reflect for a moment. He's sitting on the throne of Egypt. His brothers have come and he's given them corn and grain and he's been very gracious and kind and helpful to them. We know the entire tale where the vessel of the king was placed into the belongings of his brother. But the baggage of his brother was opened up and they discovered the vessel of the king in it. So when they discovered the vessel of the king, his brothers, Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, he's sitting on the throne. They don't know this is the king. They said, oh man, he's disappointed us. Look at what he's done to us. Oh, but then he's not the only one. He had another brother, Yusuf. He was a bigger thief. Only to know that man is on the throne. Sometimes in life, and Allah put this thought, last week I was speaking in the UK and Allah put this thought in my mind. Sometimes in life, you can only cry silently and you can only whisper from your heart. You can't talk out loud. Sometimes in life, the dynamics are such, this side is your child, that side is someone else. You just have to sigh with relief and cry in your heart. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. He thought to himself, I just gave you 12 camels or 11 camels laden with grain. I said to my workers, put the money back inside. Don't take a dime. These are my brothers. And you stand up and you say, إِن يَسْرِقْ فَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخُلَّهُ. Yusuf is a liar, he's a thief. But what can I do? I cannot talk anything now because the plan of Allah is in process and I cannot reveal that I'm your brother. Sometimes you can only cry in your heart. فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِي. The Quran said he cried. وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. He said absolutely nothing. But in his heart he said, أَنْتُمْ شَرُّمْ مَكَانَا. أَنْتُمْ شَرُّمْ مَكَانَا. Surely I am worse than you. Surely you are worse than me. In the sense you saying I have stolen, you have stolen your brother from his father. So here we learn from this incident how the Nabi of Allah diffused it and Dhimad radiallahu anhu became a Muslim. I run you through the last incident and I wrap it up in 10 minutes inshallah. The Nabi of Allah receives wind that Harith ibn Abi Dhirar, who is the father of Juwayriya radiallahu anha, who is one of the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, who at that time was not a Muslim, neither she nor her father, but subsequent to this campaign, they both became Muslims. Juwayriya radiallahu anha first, and thereafter her father. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got wind that the Banul Mustaliq are mobilizing their forces, and they're going to launch an attack on the Muslims. Now volatility on a more macro level, on a more larger scale, implication in other residents, you know, people with whom we coexist in the community, in the society. How do we deal with this? So the Nabi of Allah told his Sahaba, they mobilized and they went until they came to a place called Muraysi'. حَتَّى لَقِيَهُمْ عَلَى مَاءٍ لَهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ مُرَيْسِعَ. That is why it's known as Ghazwa ibn al-Mustaliq and Muraysi' as well. So there was an intense shower of arrows from both sides. He said, دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَا. That gives off a stench of paganism. Those are the slogans of paganism. Stop this. You nip it in the bud. Sahaba complied, it was nipped in the bud, and it was over. So one issue was cleared out. One issue out of the equation was resolved. Anyway, in the context of this argument, the mistake somewhat was of the Muhajir, Jahjah radiallahu anhu, and Sinan ibn Wabira, who was the Ansari, he was a victim. He was on the receiving end. Again, look at the maturity. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, he sensed the air was not too good, and there was a bit of unhappiness. Today, unfortunately, by and large, we've become vindictive in our nature. Let anybody touch me in any way, and there we want to mobilize against them. Ubadah ibn Samit realized the volatility of this relation. Immediately, he went to Sinan ibn Wabira. He said, I know you've sustained some injury, and you are the victim. I'm asking you, have broad shoulders, and forgive your brother, Jahjah radiallahu anhu. He said, I appreciate your advice and I will forgive him. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, Man nala minni aw aliqtu bi dhimmatihi abra'tuhu lillahi shakiran minnata a'ara mu'awwiqa mu'minin yawm al-jaza aw hal asu'u muhammadan fi ummatihi. Anybody who has hurt me, I have forgiven him. I don't want to be the means of denying someone's entry into Jannah because I haven't forgiven him. We say, you can do your Hajj, Allah will never give you Jannah. Insha'Allah. And I say, Ameen also. That's the type we say. That's how vindictive we are. He says, no, I have forgiven. Even if my lack of pardon doesn't deny him entry into Jannah, surely I will be hurting the heart of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I don't want to hurt my Nabi to know one ummati didn't forgive another ummati. How often as parents, we ask one child, rise above and be matured. Point taken, you have received, you always been receiving. I'm saying, look at my face and forgive, just for my happiness. And the child who responds will receive, and the one who denies will be deprived. Allah guide one and all and inspire. And this is not only for small kids, these are even for adults. How often the senior folks say. So anyway, Ubadah ibn Samit spoke to Sinan ibn Wabira, this was nipped in the bud. This news started spreading. Now look at this, my brother. And I think it's a perfect culmination of my entire theme, although a few things got omitted. It's a perfect conclusion. What happens here? This news started passing by that there was this argument. So they took it to the leader of the Khazraj tribe from the Ansar, and that was Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. He wasn't a Muslim to start off, leave alone being an Ansar. But he claimed to be a Muslim, and because he lived in Medina, he showed his affiliation to the Ansar. So whenever there was an argument between the Muslims and the non-Muslims, he would side with the disbelievers. When there was an argument between the Muhajir and the Ansar, he leaned towards the Ansar because he was the resident of Medina. So when he heard that, you know what, this Muhajir Sahabi had made these comments about one of our fellow tribesmen, he said, هَذَا مَا أَحْلَلْتُمْ بِأَنفُسِكُمْ نَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ دِيَارَكُمْ وَأَطْعَمْتُمُوهُمْ طَعَامَكُمْ. You people brought this misery on your own legs. Why did you allow these Meccans to come here? These Muhajirin, na'udhu billah, to quote his words, they're hungry for food. You brought them here, you feed them. Sammin kalbaka ya'kulka. Feed people till he's got enough belly and he's got a teeth, he becomes a rival to eat you up. These are the problems. We need to go to Medina and get rid of all these migrants so that they don't interfere with our people. Allah had planted his camera, a young boy, Zayd ibn Arqam, who was a genuine Sahabi. He said, what did you say, Abdullah bin Ubay? Are you making these derogatory remarks about the Sahaba? Immediately he went to Nabi alayhi salam. Said, O Nabi of Allah, this is what's happening in the camp. Understand, brothers, inshallah, I'm on track here. I won't overstep. Appreciate this here. It's very, very sensitive here. So the Nabi of Allah heard this. And this now created a division. Ansar were genuine Muslims, but they also belonged to a tribe. So there was a kind of obligation to the residents of Medina, and you wanted things to be in normal circumstances. You wanted normality to reign. You didn't want any unpleasantness, any bickering, any altercations. Now there were two evident camps in the Sahaba, and the bickering started getting more and more. People called Abdullah bin Ubay and said, verify this. He said, by Allah, I didn't say this. This is a small child, he's a lad. How can you take his words against me? Sayyid ibn Arqam said, I felt like everybody was marginalizing me, but I knew I was speaking the truth. Umar radiallahu anhu said, look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First was the slur and the slogan between the Muhajirin and Ansar. He cut that in its tracks. He said, stop these paganism slogans. We don't want to hear this here. We don't want to hear two camps, Muhajir and Ansar. Sayyidina Umar said, O Nabi of Allah, how long have to contend with this person? Mur Abbad ibn Bishr falyaqtulhu. If you don't want me to kill Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, tell Abbad ibn Bishr to kill him. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I can do that, Umar. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَحَدَّثَ النَّاسِ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يَقْتُلْ أَصْحَابَهُ. But then if the news gets out that Muhammad is killing his fellow companions and his comrades, how are you going to deal with that in the outside world? Because the outside world perceives him to be a member of us. They don't know he's a defected member. Look at the Nabi of Allah, defusing and dismantling. Abdullah bin Ubay refutes it. Some Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, I think Zayd ibn Arqam, young boy, maybe he added few words. The Nabi of Allah now put a physical strategy into place. He realized it is swallowing all the joy. It's creating two camps. There's a lot of problem. Sirat ibn Hisham, page 671. This is the reference. Nabi Sassim told him, okay, come, let's move. Everyone pack your bag in and let's move. So Abdullah bin Rawaha met, Usaid ibn Hudayr met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulallah, laqad ruhta fi sa'atin munkara, ma kunta taruhu fi mithliha. Oh Nabi of Allah, but knowing your nature and your temperament, this is not the time we travel. Why are you traveling? He said, أَوَمَا بَلَغَكَ مَا قَالَ صَاحِبُكَ. Don't you know the bickering in the camps? I'm like, no, Nabi of Allah. He said, well, this is what Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul has said, and it has just, you know what, spoiled the joy, it has eroded the excitement, it has destroyed the sentiment, it has compromised the ambience, and there's really misery. So we just move in. These are the words. Look at the physical strategy to defuse. I wish my brother Allah gives it to me, Allah gives it to anyone in the driving seat. The words of Sirat ibn Hisham, سَيْرُ الرَّسُولِ بِالنَّاسِ لِيُشْغِلَهُمْ عَنِ الْفِتْنَةِ. The Nabi of Allah's physical strategy was, get them into journey and physically tire them out so the topic dwindles itself. The topic dwindles. And these are the words. سَارَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَوْمَهُمْ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى أَمْسَى وَلَيْلَتَهُمْ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى أَصْبَحْ وَصَدْرَ يَوْمِهِمْ ذَلِكَ حَتَّى آذَتْهُمُ الشَّمْسِ. He said, move. It came to night, they said, O Nabi of Allah, can we rest? He said, no, keep on traveling. The whole night went, it came to dawn, O Nabi of Allah, can we rest? He said, no, keep on traveling. The next day, which was never in his practice, until the intensity of the heat hit them so hard, لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا مَسَّ الْأَرْضِ أَنْ وَجَدُوا نِيَامًا. They said, we didn't go to sleep, we fell down asleep. By the time they got up, revelation came down, expose Abdullah bin Ubay that he was the liar. Nabi Sassam called Zayd ibn Arqam. قَدْ صَدَّقَ اللَّهُ حَدِيثَكَ يَا غُلَامِ. Allah has proved the veracity of your speech and the truthful nature of your speech. There was no more room for bickering. There was no more two camps now. They were so exhausted. Two people in one camp were not gossiping in the night. Yeah, but I think, yeah, but you know, yeah, but you seen. No, no, you know, they were out for the count. And when they got up, revelation sorted out everything. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to instill and infuse within me and in you and the broader listeners to give us that mental maturity, that vision and that composure that, as I quoted my initial the hadith that I quoted in the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tuba li 'abdin ja'alahu Allahu miftahan lil khair wa mighlaqan lil shar." Fortunate is the one whom Allah makes a key to happiness and a lock to evil. In English they say, some people bring happiness wherever they go, and others bring happiness whenever they go. Some people bring happiness wherever they go, and others bring happiness whenever they go. May Allah make us amongst those that we bring happiness wherever we go. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Was salatu was salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursalin. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.